Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Stephen Preston, Administrator at the U.S. Small Business Administration. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Paul Cayatta. Steve, I'd like to transition now to the future and talk a little bit about what you see as some of the major opportunities and challenges that your organization will encounter in, say, the next 2 to 3 years, and how you think SBA will need to adapt to meet these challenges.
There's a lot in that question. One of the things I'd say is we have to be ready for whatever changes might happen, because some of them will be unexpected. And one of the things we're doing right now is to work with throughout our employee base to put in place tools to help people address challenges, known or unknown, help people learn how to manage change, to envision positive change, and then to actually sponsor it and manage it. And so it's important for an organization to have a flexible mindset. That's a lot of what we're doing. More specifically, things that we know that are coming down the pike, we have a significant population that's eligible for retirement. And it's not only unique to the SBA, much of the federal government faces that issue. So what we are trying to do is actually look at that as an opportunity for our people. Because as people retire, we understand that we're losing a lot of talent and a lot of knowledge, but it also creates opportunities for other people for promotion. So we're rolling out very extensive training programs to ensure that people have the skills to do the jobs that they're in today, but also to prepare them for the jobs that may arise in the future. We're also rolling out a process where every employee who elects to can do an individual development plan with their manager. That individual development plan looks at their strengths, opportunities for improvement, and then puts in place a pathway for them to be able to address those areas for improvement. We're then taking all of that information and building employee development programs designed around specialized training, potentially internship-type programs that would help these employees along their development pathway.
So along those lines, Stephen, could you tell us a little bit about some of the major training initiatives such as SBA University, and how do you ensure that your employees have the appropriate training and skills to meet some of these upcoming challenges that you described?
Well, training is so important, and I think it's the easiest thing for an organization to cut when there's a budget challenge, but it's one of the most important things, I think, for any organization to protect. What we have done is this last year, we designed something called SBA University, which was a one-week off-site experience for employees to ensure that they had the fundamental skills to do the jobs that they're in, as well as the tools to be more effective in addressing opportunities going forward. And we worked very extensively throughout our network of experts to design curriculum that was very relevant to our programs and very relevant to the challenges we face. At this point, our entire field organization of almost 1,000 people have been through at least 1 week of SBAU. People in our processing centers have been through it. And this summer, people in our headquarters operation will be going through SBAU. The other thing it's designed to do is to ensure that people in management position have the skills to manage their people effectively. We want to make sure that we have a management culture that fosters development and growth, as well as productivity, as well as service quality. So those are the kinds of things we're doing there. Now, through the individual development plan process, we will then use what we learn from our people in terms of their development needs and design a much longer term, much broader training strategy for the organization that will, I believe, provide a sustainable quality culture for the organization for many years to come.
So, Stephen, to take advantage of this moment on radio, what advice could you give to a budding entrepreneur who may be out there listening to this show?
What I would tell a budding entrepreneur is a few things. First of all, understand what you don't understand. Think about what it's going to take to be successful and understand where your challenges are going to be, and then get out there and get help. Make sure you've thought about your markets, you've thought about the capital you're going to need for that business, you've thought about what it's going to take to be successful, And then when you're honest about where you're strong and where you're not strong, make sure that you fill in your blind spots, because we want to take all of that excitement and all that energy and all of that commitment that you're going to be putting into that small business and make sure it's successful. The other thing I'd say is, it takes a lot. I've often said every dollar of equity an entrepreneur puts in their business is matched with $10 of sweat equity. That's going to be very important to be a small business owner. You really got to give it all you have and be realistic about the challenges. I was interviewed recently by somebody who said, gee, you know, if somebody wants to have a more relaxed life and more free time, wouldn't you recommend they're getting into a small business and owning a business? And I said, you know what? That's just the opposite. It takes blood, sweat, and tears. But you know what? That's why our small business economy is so powerful. It's because we have people who give it all that they've got.
And I've got to believe the rewards are even greater on that side.
They're terrific. And it's not just a job for people. It's their lives and it's their passion. And that's what makes it so exciting.
So, Steve, as a follow-up now, what advice would you give to a person who perhaps is considering a career in public service, whether that be at a local level or at a federal level?
Well, the advice I would give is based on the fact that I just think it is an incredible honor to be able to serve in a capacity that helps other people, that serves Americans in either delivering services to them or doing, you know, so many things that our government does for people that's valuable. I think it's very easy to get a sense of mission and a sense of value in work if you go into public service. And so what I would do is say, think about what you can give. Think about how you can move the needle. Think about how you can provide value to other people through that. And think about, you know, the skills that you build in the private sector someplace else, how they can be effective in doing that.
That's great. Stephen, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. More importantly, Paul and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country in supporting the small business community.
Great. Thank you very much. And certainly, if there are any potential entrepreneurs out there or any small business owners that have any challenges that they'd like us to help them with, please come to the Small Business Administration. You can find us at sba.gov. The other thing I would like to encourage small business owners out there to do is to look at some of the provisions in the stimulus package that was passed earlier this year. There are many tax advantages to investing in your business in 2008 that you may not be aware of that can be very good for you and very good for economy. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Stephen. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Stephen Preston, administrator at the U.S. Small Business Administration. My co-host has been Paul Kayada, partner in IBM's General Government Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.